You're listening to SBS News. A refugee employment program has helped secure jobs for almost a quarter of its clients. Community organisation Settlement Services International delivers the program in New South Wales and says the 25% employment rate is cause for celebration. It says the result compares favourably to previous efforts. A survey in 2013 by the Department of Social Services found that 18 months after arriving in Australia, only 17% of refugees were in paid employment. Chief Executive of Settlement Services International, Violet Rumilotis, says the program recognises that humanitarian entrants are not a homogenous group.
The strength of it is that we approach the program with the person at the centre, and they drive what they need to get them on the journey to the career that they want, rather than us saying, this is the program and this is what you need to do.
Anusha Rafi trained as a doctor in Afghanistan before seeking asylum in Australia in 2017. She says the program is helping her overcome some barriers to getting employment in Australia. She now has a job at an insurance company while working to get her overseas qualifications recognised by Australia.
Besides helping me to get this job, they are also reimbursing me for the exams that I'm taking for to get my new degree qualification recognized here. For those exams, they are also reimbursing me, which are very quite expensive. They have been helpful in many ways.
The Bread and Butter Project is a social enterprise which has trained 35 refugees in baking over the past 5 years, and all have found employment. General Manager Philip Hoban says there's scope to employ more refugees, especially in baking, where there's a predicted skills shortage of 20,000 bakers by 2023. Mr. Hoban says the program is a good first step for refugees who aspire to run their own businesses.
A lot of the refugees that come over are extremely qualified and people, and they have ambitions to have their own place, to have their own business, to service Australia through their own setups. And what it does do, it gives them the qualification, it gives them the first step on the ladder to have a better life and to aspire to those aspirations.
Violet Rumilotis from Settlement Services International says the relationship it builds with each client is complex and enduring.
It's just very respectful, professional relationship, but embedded within one of self-determination, but also one that understands that at times they will need guidance and support, that understands cultural imperatives, a trauma-informed approach, and one that is a person who wants to and has laid roots for the long term, and at times will want some guidance. And it's going back to what they're comfortable with and understand, and then taking that and then moving forward again. It is a very nuanced and I think very powerful relationship.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.